It's Monday, October 23rd, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On October 10th, six Muslim extremists in Kampala, Uganda, shouted infidel and the jihadist slogan, God is greater, when they attacked a 27-year-old Christian street preacher named Robert Satimba as he was walking home from his evangelistic outreach, reports Morningstar News. A friend who wished to remain anonymous said, quote, the Muslims started kicking and boxing him as others came beating him with sticks, as I watched from a distance, helpless. Some bystanders were shouting at me to disappear, or else the attackers will also beat me up. I then left my friend lying down, end quote. After he sought help from a nearby church, he and other Christians found Satimba unconscious and took him to a nearby hospital. His injuries included severe chest pain, bruising on his thigh, left hand, and shoulder, and swelling and inflammation on his left ankle. Providentially, he survived. Once he regained consciousness, Satimba talked to Morningstar News from his hospital bed. He said, quote, in my mission outreach, many have turned to Christ, especially business young men and women, students, and some Muslim leaders. I did not know that it was hurting Muslims for me to speak about Christ and use the Quran while doing evangelization. End quote. Just like God used Joseph despite Satan's best attempt to silence him, so too, God is using this Ugandan street preacher named Robert Satimba. Genesis 50 verse 20 says, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Following Republican Congressman Jim Jordan's failure on Friday to garner enough votes to become the next Speaker of the House, a new candidate has emerged, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds, who is a strongly pro-life representative, announced his candidacy for the House gavel.
Life must always be protected. You cannot protect somebody's liberty. You cannot protect somebody's property. You can't defend a nation if you can't even defend life first. Our Declaration of Independence is for the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You can't pursue happiness. You can't have liberty if you first can't have life. It is essential that it's protected from conception until people are born.
Donalds has received a 100% rating from Florida Right to Life and is endorsed by Florida Family Action. Plus, Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America has given him an A rating for his defense of life from conception. And finally, Lauren Cunningham, the founder of Youth with a Mission, died on October 6th at the age of 88, reports the Christian Post. In his obituary, YWAM noted that, quote, Lauren is often called the deregulator of missions because he broke the 1960s missionary paradigm by creating opportunities for youth to serve short-term, globally, and unsalaried, end quote. The vision is simple yet profound, to send missionaries to all nations from all nations.
You see, the Bible says in Mark 16, verse 15, I want you to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
There are currently 20,000 full-time volunteer missionaries from over 200 countries and several denominations and Christian traditions, serving in more than 2,000 YWAM locations in almost 200 nations. In addition, there are hundreds of thousands of additional short-term Christian missionaries. In 1985, I was one of those short-term YWAM missionaries as I attended a discipleship training school in Mombasa, Kenya, and shared the good news of Jesus Christ with Kenyans, and then in a subsequent outreach in Tanga, Tanzania, over the course of 6 months. I served alongside African missionaries who were eager to reach their own people for Christ. In Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, Jesus said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age. And that's The Worldview on this Monday, October 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.